It would actually nearly double retail milk prices and cost the total U.S. economy more than $32 billion. According to the new report commissioned by the National Milk Producers Federation, it concluded that a complete loss of immigrant labor could cause the loss of 1 in 6 dairy farms and cut the U.S. economic output by $32.1 billion, resulting in 208,000 fewer jobs nationwide. Some 77,000 of the lost jobs would be on dairy farms. The report said retail milk prices would increase 90% if all immigrant labor was lost. That would drive the supermarket price of a gallon of milk, which averaged $3.37 this summer, to approximately $6.40. Now, the survey, which was an update of one done back in 2009, was actually conducted last fall before immigration became a hot-button issue in the presidential campaign. A comparison of the two surveys showed the number of immigrants working on dairy farms increased by 35%, or nearly 20,000 in 6 years. The portion of the milk supply coming from farms with immigrant labor increased by 27%. Now, the survey results do not distinguish between documented and undocumented foreign-born workers, but 71% of the survey respondents said they had either low or medium level of confidence in the employment documents of their immigrant workers. As a result, the report said a majority of dairy farmers are very concerned about actions such as immigration raids or employee audits. Despite this, 80% of dairy farms surveyed continue to hire immigrants. Now, the report was produced for the National Milk Producers by Texas AgriLife Research at Texas A&M University. Researchers estimated that over 150,000 employees worked on U.S. dairy farms in 2013, and that 51% of them, or almost 77,000, were immigrants. It found the average hourly wage on dairy farms in 2013 was $11.54. That's 16% above what it was in 2008.